This news update is being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor and Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. Come see them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. You'll get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. And Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. As well as Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. At about 4:15 p.m. Sunday, August 23rd, deputies from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department were dispatched to Argyle Township to investigate the report of a crash. When deputies arrived on scene, they found a two-vehicle personal injury crash at the intersection of Ubley and Deckerville Roads in Argyle Township. The initial investigation determined that a 2016 Ford F-250 pickup hauling a 20-foot two-axle trailer loaded with side-by-side and two four-wheelers was traveling south on Ubley Road. The report indicates a 2008 Ford Mustang was traveling west on Deckerville Road and failed to stop at the stop sign at the intersection, colliding with the trailer. The driver and passenger of the F-250 were not injured. The driver of the Mustang was treated on scene by Sanilac EMS ambulance before being transferred to the Marlette Regional Hospital for further treatment. According to the police report, alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the crash. The crash remains under investigation. Besides deputies, the Sanilac EMS ambulance and Argyle Fire Township were dispatched to the scene. A Bay City man's among 11 people arrested after a protest and counter-protest turned confrontational outside Minneapolis City Hall Saturday. Minneapolis police identified 23-year-old Bay City Jaden Daniel Scott among seven people taken into custody on probable cause riot allegations. Right-wing activist Jack Lang also was arrested. Jack Lang recently organized an anti-Islam demonstration in Dearborn. Police say Lang's group arrived in two vehicles shortly before noon, and both vehicles drove onto a sidewalk toward people gathered outside City Hall. Officers intervened, and police say people from both Lang's group and the counter-protest used chemical irritants during the confrontation. Three officers suffered minor injuries, and Scott has drawn attention in Michigan previously for his involvement in political activism. Earlier this year, Republican State Senate candidate Jason Tooney filed a lawsuit alleging Scott was connected to AI-generated attack material targeting Tooney during a special election campaign. And Michigan residents are being warned about a phone scam in which callers claim thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits are waiting, but demand a fee before the money can be released. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency says one resident received a call from someone claiming to be a UIA human resource manager. The caller said the person was owed about $4,000, but would first have to pay a $105 fee. UIA officials say that's a scam. The agency does not charge people to apply for unemployment or to receive benefits that they are entitled to. Similar calls have been reported in other states. Federal officials have also warned of scams using AI to impersonate unemployment agencies and collect personal information. Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Agency says residents should not provide personal information, send money or click links received through unexpected calls, texts, or emails, and it says they do not randomly text clients or employers. Anyone questioning whether a communication is legitimate can just contact UIA directly at 866-500-0017. People with current or previous claims can also check correspondence through their secure MyWAM account. Suspected unemployment fraud or identity theft can be reported through the Michigan UIA website. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
It's the store model clearance sale at Ashley and Bad Axe, and the orange tags are everywhere. Right now, shop over 75 orange tag floor models, all priced to move, with additional savings on every single one. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, ottomans, recliners, dining sets, end tables, lamps, and more throughout the store. Plus, certain accessories starting at just $3. And for even bigger value, take advantage of 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Store wide, save up to 25% off, making this the perfect time to upgrade any room. Ashley and Bad Axe, locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to save the date. September 19th, the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce is bringing you the Bad Axe Fall Frenzy. Ashley and Bad Axe is proud to be a platinum sponsor for Journey's former lead singer, Steve Augieri, performing live for a free concert at Fall Frenzy. September 19th, you don't want to miss it.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And your obituaries for this hour. We have Kevin James Goretzky of Port Austin, who passed away on August 21st. Kevin was born on March 2nd of 1953, and leaves behind his wife, Bonnie, and his children, Stacy, Jeff, and Megan, as well as his grandchildren, siblings, and extended family. A memorial visitation will be held Saturday, August 29th at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Port Austin, Michigan, from 9 a.m. to time of service at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Henry Ford Health Pancreatic Cancer Research Center, or to the family towards establishment of a memorial scholarship for a North Huron student pursuing an agricultural career. We have Sheila Beth Davis, age 79, of Bad Axe, who passed away August 21st. She is survived by her daughter Laura, as well as Carol, and her sister Sharon. Visitation will be held at McAlpin Funeral Home on Thursday, August 27th from 11 till 12 noon, and a celebration of life will be held on Thursday, August 27th at noon at McAlpin Funeral Home. Graveside service will follow at Riverside Cemetery on Ebby Road in Elkton, Michigan. The family requests attendees wear blue in honor of the deceased. And in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family to cover funeral costs or send to the Thumb Animal Shelter. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. We also have Mary Louise Payerk, 88 years old, of Kendi, who passed away August 24th. She was born February 12th, 1938. And on January 2nd, 1956, she married Donald Payerk. Mary Louise is survived by her husband Donald, her sons Russell and Ronald, her daughters Michelle and Darcel, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Louise Payerk will be held Friday, August 28th at St. Mary of Saskatchewan Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish of Kendi at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Rapson Cemetery. Visitation will be on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home Gage Chapel in Kendi, and also from 10 a.m. until time of service at the church. Memorials may be made to Safe Place Women's Shelter in Bad Axe, Michigan. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Ona Lee Kelly passed away Saturday, August 22nd. She was born April 21st, 1929 in Pinnebog, Michigan. In accordance with Annalie's wishes, cremation will take place at Sunset Valley Crematory in Bay City. There will not be any services, and Annalie is survived by her son Terry, her grandson James, her special friend of 38 years, Sharon Nye, and many nieces and nephews. You can share your condolences with the family at McCopenFuneralHome.com. And Bertha Alberto Donado, on August 23rd, passed away. She was born February the 24th, 1930. Bertha married the love of her life, Gordon Dondino, on August 12, 1950. She leaves behind generations of family who would carry with them the memories, traditions, recipes, and love she gave so freely throughout her life. Funeral service for Bertha will be held on Wednesday, August 26th at 11 a.m. with visitation from 10 a.m. until time of service. Memorials in Bertha's name may be offered to the Kindy Presbyterian Food Pantry. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with your national and international news for the hour. Cross-country economic relations face renewed pressure as new tariffs take effect between the United States and Canada. Importers across several northern border states report growing backlogs as custom agents adapt to the adjusted duty structures targeting key industrial and agricultural supplies. The sudden policy shift has left regional shipping hubs scrambling to adjust supply chains before peak autumn transport begins. Industry leaders warn that prolonged trade friction could trickle down to consumer pricing on essential goods before the end of the quarter. Regional diplomatic efforts to resolve ongoing military friction in the Middle East remain stalled, with international observers characterizing the strategic picture as an uneasy stalemate. Mediators continue pushing for humanitarian corridors while working to reopen formal communication channels. Humanitarian organizations warn extended diplomatic inaction is worsening supply shortages for vulnerable populations. UN delegates are urging all parties to resume formal talks to avoid a renewed regional escalation. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS tractor and Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. Come see them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer and Bad Axe, where at Morel Equipment, you'll get more tractor for less money. And Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
This is Kevin Morrell from Morrell Equipment. We're the Thumbs Equipment Superstore, and we offer VP racing fuels too. We have methanol and race fuels up to 116 octane, and Torx DX diesel for your high performance projects in stock. We have everything from subcompact tractors to heavy utility tractors and everything in between, from LS tractors to bad boy tractors. We also have KO four-wheelers, the most advanced golf carts in the Thumb, zero turns, attachments, and implements, and the best selection of trailers. Why go to five different dealers when you can go to a true one-stop shop that handles all of your service, financing needs, and warranty in-house? If you need the reliability and versatility that only comes with a new tractor, the smooth ride and entertainment of a new golf cart, the durability of a new trailer, or a four-wheeler for your kids, you need to come and check out the full line of inventory at Morrell Equipment and availability with low-rate financing. You can make your next purchase more affordable than ever. Morrell Equipment is your everything equipment superstore. So come see me, Kevin Morrell, at the North End of Bannix.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.